What's your main financial priority? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. The Shorter Catechism says, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. We can do that in our financial decisions by asking ourselves a very basic question. Scripture tells us, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So in everything, whether we work, spend, give, save, or invest, our motivation should be to bring Him glory. When working, giving, and spending, ask yourself, is God glorified in this? When saving and investing, ask, is God glorified in this? Go even farther and ask, how is He glorified in this? Far too often we use money thinking only about ourselves, neglecting to think about whether it pleases God. In 1 Timothy 6, Paul tells us, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can't take anything out of it. Several verses later, he tells us to be humble, not to put our hope in riches, but in God, to do good, to be generous and ready to share. For God's ways far exceed the ways of the world. They're superior in every way. When we prioritize God, we'll work as unto Him, take care of our families, and live generously. By saving and investing, we avoid being a burden on others. We glorify Him in this, and in the process become content and grateful with all He provides. Does credit card debt keep you from living out God's priorities? If so, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.